Books on Tape presents Renegade, Making of a President by Richard Wolff. Read by Arthur Morey. Chapter 1. Change. Election day starts in the small hours where the candidate has spent most of his last 626 days, on a plane. Stuck to the gray plastic walls of the pressurized cabin are snapshots of his odyssey across cities and fields, mountains and deserts, continents and oceans. A snowstorm in Iowa, a press conference in Downing Street. Camera crews dozing on board, Secret Service agents sharing a joke. The candidate signing books. Reporters holding audio recorders close to his face. Now, between the empty candy wrappers and the drained beer bottles, he walks back one last time from his spacious first-class section through his staffer's business-class seats to the coach class of the press. You know, whatever happens, it's extraordinary you guys have shared this process with us, and I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you, he says, shaking everyone's hand. One reporter asks how he's feeling, but he insists that he won't answer questions, even obvious ones. He thanks the young TV producers who have trailed his every move from the start, admires the photos on the overhead bins, then pokes fun at a magazine reporter who was parodied on Saturday Night Live. He gives a birthday kiss to a young photographer, shakes hands with every member of the air crew, and finishes with a simple farewell. Okay, guys, let's go home. The last 24 hours felt like the longest day of the long campaign. It began with the news that the last living person to raise Barack Obama through...